This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business and strengthen the services sector. He appealed to the states to make India a global services giant. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded today. The 3-day conference began on the 26th of this month on the theme of Human Capital for Viksit Bharat. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said that during his address, he shared his thoughts on how the nation can collectively work to make India Atmanirbhar, empower the poor, and realize its dream of a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi noted that the conference has taken place at a time when the nation is witnessing next generation reforms. He added that India has boarded the reform express and the primary engine of this reform express is its youth, the country's demography. He said it is our endeavor to empower this demography. The Prime Minister emphasized the importance of quality in governance, delivery and manufacturing. He urged the states to work towards making the label Made in India synonymous with quality and strengthening the commitment to zero effect, zero defect. He further highlighted the key steps taken to create a new work culture in matters of governance and service delivery. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed Operation Sindoor as a symbol of pride for every Indian, showcasing the world country's uncompromising stand on national security. The Prime Minister was addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani. Recalling country's achievements in last Mann Ki Baat program of the year, Prime Minister said country's impact in 2025 was clearly visible across national security, sports, scientific innovation and on the world's biggest platforms.
देश की सुरक्षा से लेकर खेल के मैदान तक, विज्ञान की प्रयोगशालाओं से लेकर दुनिया के बड़े मंचों तक भारत ने हर जगह अपनी मजबूत छाप छोड़ी. इस साल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हर भारतीय के लिए गर्व का प्रतीक बन गया. दुनिया ने साफ देखा आज का भारत अपनी सुरक्षा से कोई समझौता नहीं करता. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान देश के कोने कोने से माँ भारती के प्रति प्रेम और समर्पण की तस्वीरें सामने आई. लोगों ने अपने अपने तरीके से अपने भाव व्यक्त किए.
The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that people's excitement towards Swadeshi was evident this year. Mr. Modi expressed hope that 2026 would prove to be an important milestone in the journey towards the fulfillment of Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister said on the 12th of next month, National Youth Day will be celebrated on the occasion of Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary. He said second edition of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held on the same day and he will participate in the event. Mr. Modi also touched upon the subject of antibiotics, cautioning people against its indiscriminate use. He expressed concern over a report recently released by the Indian Council of Medical Research stating that antibiotics are proving ineffective against many diseases like pneumonia and UTI due to its indiscriminate use. President Draupadi Murmu today undertook a sortie on board Indian Navy's indigenously built frontline submarine INS Vagshir off the western coast. With this, President Murmu became only the second president of India to experience an operational submarine voyage. APJ Abdul Kalam was the first president of India to undertake a submarine sortie in 2006 in Vishakhapatnam. The president, who is also the supreme commander of the armed forces, embarked on the Kalavari class submarine from the Karwar Naval Base in Karnataka. She was accompanied by the Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. Tomorrow, the President will grace the centenary celebrations of Old Chiki Lipi at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand. The Old Chiki script was created in 1925 by Raghunath Murmu for the Santali language. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that India will become the world's third largest economy by 2027. Addressing the Youth Business Summit at Vishwa Umiya Dham in Ahmedabad, Gujarat today, Mr. Shah said that the country's GDP has reached $4.19 trillion. And in women's cricket, India have set a target of 222 runs before Sri Lanka in the fourth T20 of the five-match series in Thiruvananthapuram. Put into bat, India posted 221 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka were 179 for 5 in 19 overs when repose last came in. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and opted to bowl first. And with that, we end this news bulletin.